Fugai was an ordained monk before the age of 10 into the Soto sect of Zen. His paintings evoke, and his life evokes, a mysterious and deeply intense feeling. Even his name suggests those qualities. Fugai means beyond the wind. He lived for a time in Kanagawa, spent the greatest part of his life in the area as a cave-dwelling hermit monk. Fugai was a master of painting the Dharma. He may have been so drawn to the subject and painted it so compellingly because he lived in much the same way as Dharma, in seclusion and meditation. For this reason, his Dharma paintings have a particularly deep and haunting quality. At about the age of 60, Fugai came to the attention of Inaba Masanori, who was the lord of Odawara Castle, very close to Manazuda. The lord of the castle invited him to live in the castle and become his teacher. We think, though we can't be sure, that Inaba Masanori made Fugai a very good offer. But being true to his Zen roots, Fugai left abruptly and fled into the mountains, where he found solace and serenity. True to his name, Fugai spent the last part of his life in seclusion, dying at the age of 86. In 1627, he lived on the hills overlooking the harbor of Manazuru. It is said that he was drawn by the beauty of Manazuru. He became an important part of the community, playing with the children, drawing pictures, and supporting festivals. Fugai, the man beyond the wind.